Harper One and Harper Audio present Do Hard Things. Why we get resilience wrong and the surprising science of real toughness. By Steve Magnus. Read by Mike Chamberlain. For Hillary, who continually shows me what love and compassion are, you are the most genuine, kind-hearted person. Your dedication to all those around you is a constant inspiration. I love you. In loving memory of Tom Abbey, who taught me humility, open-mindedness, and relentless optimism. In loving memory of Matt Cobb, who taught me what it means to dedicate yourself to exploring your limits. Introduction. How we got toughness wrong and where to go. Chapter 1. From tough coaches, tough parents, and tough guys to finding real inner strength. Hard-nosed, gritty, playing through pain, stoic, exhibiting emotional fortitude, showing no signs of distress, persevering. When college students were asked to describe what it meant to be tough, these words and phrases came to mind. Among 160 elite athletes, perseverance came out on top. For most of us, as we read these descriptors, a particular image arises. Perhaps it's a football player popping his dislocated shoulder back into place and demanding to be put back into the game. Or maybe it's Craig McTavish, who retired in 1997 as the last player in the NHL to play without a helmet. For others, the image might be a wounded military hero or a mother fighting through discomfort to care for her child. Chances are that visions of individuals overcoming adversity and some sort of pain or suffering lead the way. That's how we traditionally view toughness, overcoming obstacles with a combination of perseverance, discipline, and stoicism. And if we're honest, when the word toughness is mentioned, many of us picture a strong brute of a man. In a coaching career that spanned 5 decades and 3 universities, Bobby Knight amassed an impressive resume. He won more than 900 games, the 3rd most all-time in college basketball, reached the Final Four 5 times, and took home 3 NCAA national championships. Of all his successes, his 1976 Indiana basketball team stands out. They won every game they played, sweeping through the NCAA tournaments with a win over Michigan to seal the perfect season and Knight's 1st national championship. In the decades since, no team has been able to match their record. Looking back years later, Knight described what set them apart. That was a team that was almost impossible to beat because of its toughness, its strength, its size. For a man who began his coaching career at West Point, toughness seemed easy to define. Being able to overcome obstacles. You can't feel sorry for yourself. And for the most part, his teams lived up to the definition, playing disciplined, hard-nosed basketball. While the tendency in basketball is to focus on the glamorous, scoring, this team focused on the unglamorous, defense. They pioneered a pressing man-to-man defense that tested its players' discipline, work ethic, and perseverance. And it worked. There was just one problem. Not everyone was thriving. The man who led his players to such heights is known as much for his winning ways as for his tantrums and abusive antics. Bobby Knight's success on the court is undeniable. His insistence on toughness being a critical factor in performance is similarly backed by both research and experience. But his methods to achieve it are questionable at best and downright abusive at worst. There were the tampons hanging from the lockers of players he thought were soft. There was the frequent cussing out of players and the accusation that he ordered managers to tape pictures of women's genitalia in players' rooms. There was the 1991 tape of one of his tirades. "This is absolute fucking bullshit. Now I'll fucking run your ass right into the ground. I had to sit around for a fucking year with an 8-10 record in this fucking league. And I mean, you will not put me in that fucking position again or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't fucking believe."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?